This is the second part.
În versetul 2, vom memora mâine.
Yeah, so God did not let his opinion on the topic. Yeah, go to Romans 1. Romans 1, verse
18. زیرا غضب خدا از آسمان به ظهور میرسد علیه هر بیدینی و شرارت مردمانی که حقیقت را با شرارت تشبیه میکنند.
Now, do these people here that he's talking about have knowledge of the truth?
آیا کسایی که اینجا در مورد صحبت میکنیم در مورد حقیقت خداوند اطلاع داشتن؟
Yes, they did.
بله داشتن.
But they held it in righteousness.
اما درون خودشون نگه داشتن.
Now read verse 9-23.
چون که آنها آنچه از خدا میتوان شناخت در ایشان آشکار است، زیرا خدا آن را بر ایشان آشکار کرده است. زیرا که چیزهای نادیده او، یعنی قدرت سرمدی، الوهیتش از آفرینش عالم به وسیله کارهای او فهمیده و دیده می شود تا ایشان را عذری نباشد. زیرا هر آنچه خدا را شناختند ولی او را چون خدا تمجید و سپاسگزاری نکردند، بلکه در افکار خود باطل گردیده دل بیفهم ایشان تاریک گشت، ادعای حکمت می کردن و احمق گردیدند و جلال خدای فناناپذیر را به تمثال شبیه انسان فانی و پرندگان و حیوانات و خزندگان تبدیل نمودند.
Yeah, so verse
21.
They knew God. Yeah, they had knowledge of the truth. But they rejected that truth. Yeah, did these people have a chance to turn to God? Yes. But they did not. Now, let's see what is the result of that rejection. Read verse 24.
از خدا نیز ایشان را در شهوات دل خودشان به ناپاکی تسلیم فرمود تا در میان خود بدنهای خیش را به حرمت
دارد.
خداوند به شهوتشون داده شد.
Yes, not the what?
به چی داد؟
To uncleanness.
ناپاکی.
Yeah, remember that.
یادتون باشه.
Yeah, gave them to what?
به چی داد؟
Yeah, to go after the lust of their own heart.
برن دنبال شهوت قلبشون.
Yeah, dishonoring their own bodies between themselves.
بدنهای خودشون رو نابود کردن بین خودشون.
Continue reading in Romans
1:25-27. که ایشان حقیقت خود را به دروغ تبدیل کردن، عبادت و خدمت نمودن، مخلوق را به عوض خالقی که تا ابد متبارک است. آمین. از این سبب خدا ایشان را به هوس‌های شرم‌آور تسلیم نمود، به نوعی که زنانشان نیز عمل طبیعی را به آنچه خلاف طبیعت است تبدیل نمودند و همچنین مردان هم کاربرد طبیعی زنان را ترک کرده از شهوات خود با یکدیگر سوختند، مرد با مرد مرتکب اعمال زشت شده سزای شایسته خطای خود را در خود یافتند.
27.
حقیقت خدا را به دروغ تبدیل کرد.
Yeah, to change the truth, you need to have the truth first.
باید حقیقت اول داشته باشی که دروغش کنی.
And to change it into a lie.
در حقیقت تبدیل کردن حقیقت به دروغ، اول باید حقیقت رو بدونی.
So what's the response? God gave them up.
به خداوند اونها رو داد.
Gave them up to what?
به چی داد؟
Vile affections.
شهوت‌های پلید.
Yeah, remember that word vile that we saw in Judges 19.
هوس‌های شرم‌آور. یادتون میاد؟
Now what's vile affections?
For
even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now what is against nature? Man with man. Women with women. Nature tells you that is not right. Yeah? Man leaving the natural use of women burning in their lust one toward another.
در حقیقت طبیعتشون رو فراموش کردن و اینکه ضد همدیگه رابطه داشتن و شهوت داشتن نسبت به همدیگه و سوختن.
Is there any confusion about what this chapter is talking about?
آیا هیچ گیجی هست در مورد این موضوعی که این بحث اصلا در مورد چی صحبت میکنه؟
Who is mentioned here?
اینجا چه کسی نام برده؟
Is it talking about homos? People go after strange flesh.
Read verse 28. کارهای ناشایسته به جا آورند.
Again, the third time, God gave them over.
خداوند اونها رو به کارهای ناشایسته
باز gave them over to what?
داد به سمت چی؟
To a reprobate mind.
به فکر پلید.
A mind that is rejected.
اونها رو بل کرد.
Yeah. Doing those things that are not convenient, that are not natural. Yeah, so the effect of being given over. Yeah, the effect of being rejected by God after they rejected God. And the fruit of that is man burning with lust one for another.
شهوت داره نسبت به مرد.
Yeah, the effect is women lusting after other women.
زن شهوت داره نسبت به زن دیگه.
Doing things that are not natural.
کارهایی طبیعی نیست. کارهایی رو انجام میدن که طبیعت ساخته نشدن.
Doing unclean things.
چیزهای ناپاک و ناپلید دارن.
Doing wicked things.
چیزهای پلید وحشتناک.
Doing vile things.
چیزهای وحشتناک.
Yeah, they're giving over to their own lust.
حقیقت خودشون رو به شهوت.
God removes the constraint of a conscience.
خداوند اون وجدان یه نفر خفه میکنه.
Yeah, that stops them from doing these filthy things.
اون وجدان اجازه نمیده که تیکایی رو انجام
بده. Yeah, so basically this like animal.
داره حسد به جایی میرسه که یک انسان مثل حیوان زندگی.
And some people try to justify this behavior.
بعضیا میخوان عادل اون رو روشنش کنن این رفتار پلید رو
در خونه بیارن. By pointing to the animal kingdom.
مثلا
by pointing to the animal kingdom.
به پادشاهی و ملکوت حیوانات.
Yes, we can see that there.
بله حیوانات هستن.
Dogs will do this.
سگ‌های این کارو میکنن.
Yeah, dogs will hump anything.
سگ با هر چیزی رابطه داره.
But dogs are filthy animals.
اما سگ حیوانه.
Yeah, the Bible says that dogs eat their own vomit. That's what they do.
سگ حتی بالا بوده خودش هم میخوره.
I've seen a dog eating their own excrement.
من سگی رو دیدم که اون چیزی که دستش خودشو میخوره.
Now, normal human beings.
یک انسان واقعی.
Don't do these things.
این کار نمیکنه.
Yeah, but there's a reason why the Bible actually calls these people that are into lusting after the same gender. Yeah, God qualifies them and calls them beasts and dogs. Yeah, so did God change his mind? In the New Testament, did he soften up on this topic? Oh, in the old days, I wanted them to be stoned. But today, in 2020, I'm completely fine with it. No, of course not. God has not changed. He still thinks it's filthy, vile, wicked.
Yeah,
the New Testament points us back to these Old Testament passages as
examples.
And the New Testament also explains to us why these people are the way they are.
وجود داره چرا این رفتارها به وجود میاد؟
Yeah, the homos likes to say and claim, oh, God made me this way.
اون کسی که همگرد بازه میگه خدا من اینجوری خلق.
Now, in a way, they are right.
یه جوری درست میگن.
Yeah, when they after rejecting God.
وقتی خدا رو رد کردن بعد از اینکه خدا رو رد کردن.
Yeah, then they were rejected by him.
و خداوند ردشون کرد.
Yeah, that caused them to be that way.
و باعث شد که به اون رفتار بشن.
But not from birth. Yeah, they were not born that way. That is a lie. They became that way, and Romans 1 explains this.
And
they just studied the twins. And they found out that not both of them went the same direction.
دیدن که حتی دو قلوی که توی شرک به دنیا میاد هر دوتاشون توی سمت حرکت نمی
کنند. Same genes.
یک جن رو دارن.
Yeah, one becoming an homo and the other
to think straight.
Yeah, these things are a lie when people say, oh, we're born that way. But so let's continue reading Romans 1 because there's more insight that the Bible gives us about these people. Read Romans 1 verses 29 to 32.
مملو از هر نوع ناراستی و زنا و شرارت، طمع و خباثت و پر از حسد و قهر و جدال و مکر و بدخویی، تهمت زنندگان و غیبت کنندگان، دشمنان خدا و اهانت کنندگان، و متفکران و لافزنان و ابداع کنندگان چیزهای بد و نافرمان به والدین، بی فهم و بی وفا، بی عاطفه و سرسخت و بی رحم. زیرا هرچند حکم عادلانه خدا را می دانند که مرتکبان چنین کارها مستجب مرگ هستند، نه فقط آنها را انجام می دهند، بلکه آنانی را که مرتکب آنها می شوند نیز تایید می کنند.
So you might look at this list and say, okay, I can see me being guilty of one of them.
Proud,
their disobedience to parents. Yeah. And yes, this is a list of sins. But these people are into all these things.
Yeah,
there's nothing that hinders them. There's no conscience that slows them down. There's no restraints. Because God has given them over to a reprobate mind. And now they're going into anything. They're filled with all the righteousness.
Yeah?
These same people are also pedophiles. Yes, all homos are also pedophiles.
Yeah,
when given the opportunity. There's nothing stopping them to go there. When they catch these pedophiles,
وقتی این بچه بازدار زندانی میکنن همیشه و همیشه میفهمن که
they always turn out to be homeless as well.
همشون هم
even the wicked Catholic Church
حتی کلیسای کثیف کاتولیکی
draws the relationship between pedophiles and homos.
اعلام میکنه اون که همجنس بازه هومو هم هست.
Yeah, because they had these huge issues with children being molested.
چون رابطه زیادی مشکلات زیادی که کلیسای کاتولیک وجود داشت که بچه های زیادی سوء استفاده شده داشت.
And often boys were molested as well.
اکثرا پسرای کوچیک رو استفاده کردن. چرا؟
Because these pedophiles are also sodomites, homos.
به خاطر اینکه اونایی که بچه بازن همون سودومی ها بودن، همون هایی که هموی امروزی.
But not for the 7 verse 30.
آیه 13 چی میگه؟
They're also haters of God.
از دشمنان خدا.
Yeah, this is not just started out by reading from Psalm 139. Yeah, David moved by the Holy Ghost, saying, "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee?" And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them as perfect
hatred.
I count them my enemies. Now, can you explain to me why I need to love homos? Can you explain to me why I need to accept these wicked, filthy people? Haters of God. Yeah, the Bible tells me to hate them. Not to love them. Not to accept them. Yeah? If you love the flowers, you hate the leaves.
اگر گل رو دوست داری از علف متنفر.
If you love children, you hate pedophiles.
اگر بچه رو دوست داری از بچه باز متنفر.
Yeah, there are times that the Bible tells us to hate.
کلام جاهایی هست که در مقدس که میگه باید متنفر باشی.
Yeah, you cannot say you love certain things if you don't hate or destroy what you love.
اگر چیز رو دوست داشته باشی، اگر متنفر نباشی از این چیزی که اون رو دوست داری رو اذیت میکنه، ناراحت.
And the Bible even warns.
کلام خداوند
میگه. Yeah, that's not to side to the enemies of God.
دشمنان هم دستی نکنی.
Go to the second Chronicles.
بریم دوم تواریخ.
Verse 19, verses 1 to 2. Of chapter 19, verses 1 to 2.
Are you 1 and 2?
Yeah. Second Chronicles
19,
1 to 2.
یهوشافات پادشاه یهودا به سلامت به خانه خود در اورشلیم بازگشت، اما یهویی نبی پسر حنایی به دیدار او بیرون رفت و به یهوشافات پادشاه گفت: آیا شایسته است که شریران را یاری دهی و کسانی را که از خداوند دیدارند دوست بداری؟ از این رو غضب از جانب خداوند
This should be a warning to those who love those who hate God. Yeah, so King Josaphat is told, why are you helping ungodly? Why do you love them that hate the Lord? Yeah. Therefore, yeah, as a result of you doing that, wrath is upon thee from the Lord. Yeah. God is angry with you. Yeah, because you love God's enemies. You help God's enemies. You want to have God's wrath on you? Then go love them that hate the Lord. And don't love the sodomites, the homos. Yeah, is that what you want? Go love these haters of God.
Yeah,
the Bible is clear on this topic. God condemns it.
خداوند اونها رو محکوم میکنه.
God's righteous punishment is for them to be taken out of society.
مجازات طبیعی خداوند اینه که اونها از جامعه ما حذف بشن.
Yeah, and they're not born that way.
هیچ کسی اینطور متولد نشده.
There is no gay gene.
ژن همجنسگرایی وجود نداره.
Yeah, this is not some alternative lifestyle.
یه روش جدید زندگی نیست.
No, it's wicked.
خلیده و گناهه.
It's folly. It's vile, it's unclean. And it became this way after they had knowledge of the truth and rejected the truth and the righteousness. Yeah, because God gave them up. God gave them over to their own
love.
And after these restraints were taken from them, yeah, they were going into all wicked things, living like them. Yeah, I've been accused, oh, you're excluding homos from the gospel.
چون به من میگن پس دیگه همجنس بازا هم ندارن انجیل رو بشنون.
No, I don't.
من
these people had a chance.
نه اونها شانس داشتن. اما دیگه از دست دادن.
And now they cannot be saved anymore.
الان دیگه نمیشه نجات شون.
And this is not a lifestyle, this is a death style.
این روش زندگی نیست، روش مرگه.
Yeah, it's not what the movies and the sitcoms portray to you.
چیزی که فیلم ها امروز بهتون نشون میده
Let me give you some statistics.
Yeah,
to support the picture that the Bible gives.
Yeah,
and I don't need that support. I believe the Bible more than that. But it shows you the reality and it exposes Hollywood and the TV series. And that propaganda that lies. Yeah, and it will show that the Bible tells the truth. Now, a study showed that men living this alternative death file, cut off 8 to 20 years of their life. Yeah, so God giving these people up, yeah, it's a judgment in itself. And another study from the United Nations, it showed that homos are 20 times more likely to get AIDS or HIV.
اعلام میکنه که کسایی که همجنس بازن 20% شانس گرفتنشون بیشتره.
Wonder why?
چرا؟
Other studies even show the higher numbers.
تحقیقات دیگه حتی آمار بیشتری رو بهمون نشون
میده. 44 times I've seen 60 times more likely to get HIV. That's straight people.
بیشتر از این چیزی که رابطه درست داره.
Now, how could that be?
چه جوری شده که اون
همجنس بازن ایدزشون
بیشتره؟
According to Hollywood, the movies and the sitcoms, yeah, these homos are just loving people. They just wanted this one partner for life. Marry them. And be happy ever after. How did they end up with all those diseases? Now, here are some statistics.
اون آمارها بهمون نشون میده.
Yeah,
from
And this is when at the moment they were interviewed.
زمانی که مصاحبه میشن در
حقیقت. 28% of homosexual men
آقایونی که همجنسگرا
had already by the time they were interviewed
زمانی که مصاحبه شدن more than
1000 partners.
بیشتر از 1000 نفر رابطه داشتن.
43%
43%
more than 500.
بیشتر از 500 تا رابطه داشتن.
83%
83%
more than 50.
بیشتر از 50 تا.
Yeah, at the moment they were interviewed.
در اون لحظه که مصاحبه
having all life in front of them.
هنوز زندگی داشتن و میتونستن رابطه های متفاوتی دیگه داشتن.
And one person and one part of version was non-existent.
در حقیقت یه دونشون رو با یه نفر پیدا کردن غیر ممکن.
That's mind-boggling.
اگه فکر کنی میفهمی چقدر فکر
کنی. How can you have 1000 partners?
چجوری میتونی 1000 نفر رو بزنی؟
And a woman that filled with the disease.
چرا پر از این مریضی ها و بازی را هستن؟
79% said that 50% of the interactions they had were with complete strangers. Now, if the propaganda of Hollywood right, or is the Bible right? Yeah, did the man of Sodom and the man of Gibeah did they not go after complete strangers? Commit a film?
دنبال مردم غریب نمیگردن که پلیدیاشون رو انجام بدن.
It's a Bible right when it calls these people unclean,
filthy, and vile. آدم های پلیدی
هستن.
پر از مریضی ها و پر از
مریضی ها
یکی از مریضی هایی که دارن.
Other diseases can be transferred. Cancer.
جنسی و مریضی های سرطانی و خیلی چیزهای دیگه هست که میتونه
Here's some more statistics on this wonderful alternative lifestyle. Yeah, that the public schools are teaching that, hey, that's a normal thing, that's a good thing. 75% of a group of 2,000 lesbians Yeah, they had searched for long-term treatment for depression and sadness.
دنبال داروهای افسردگی و افسردگیش بودن.
Yeah, sodomites are more than 6 times likely to commit suicide.
کسایی که سودومی هستن 6 برابر امکان خودکشی شون
بیشتر. Between 25% and 30% are alcoholics.
بین 25-30%
alcoholics. And it goes on and on.
ادامه میده.
Yeah, it's a death spiral.
در حقیقت روش
مرگ نه روش زندگی. And
it's a punishment in itself.
You have to be given over to the trembling mind.
در حقیقت خداوند اونها رو تسلیم اون فکر
تلیش کرده. It's a judgment of God.
در حقیقت قضاوت خداوند رو زندگی.
Yeah, the real picture.
تصویر واقعی.
Yeah, the true picture.
Yeah,
what we read in the Bible about him. Oh, but I know this homo that is a really nice and kind person.
Now,
do you really know them? Are you listening 24/7 with them? You don't. You do not know what they're into. Oh, but they love God. They're lying. Read Romans 1 at the end. The liars. Want to know how they are? Look at the price rates we have nowadays.
The
things that go on there. Look at the many times when some Christian baker, somebody who bakes a cake,
Yeah, has an issue
of baking a wedding cake for them. What will happen? They will try to destroy the bakery. These people have no mercy. And they're implacable, the Bible says. Yeah, read Romans 1 at the end. They're never satisfied.
هیچ‌وقت راضی نمی‌شن.
Look at when a church teaches.
کلیسایی در مورد این گناه صحبت می‌کنه.
On this topic.
در مورد این موضوع.
Yeah, based on the Bible.
طبق کلام خداوند.
They come after the church.
اون کلیسا حمله.
They come after the pastor.
میرن به سمت
the finances.
شبان کلیسا به عنوان پول کلیسا.
The people that deal with. Yeah, sodomites are reprobate. People that God has rejected. And they cannot be saved. They cannot believe anymore. Why? Because God has blinded their eyes. Go to John 12, 39-41. John 12:39-41.
ایشان را شفا دهم. این کلام اشعیا گفت که وقتی جلال او را دید درباره او سخن گفت.
Yeah, they cannot believe anymore.
دیگه نمیتونن
بدونن.
بناشون بسته شد. چانسشون رو داشتن.
Yeah, because while they knew God, they rejected God.
خدا رو میشناختن ردش کردن.
Yeah, and as a result of that,
در نتیجه همون موضوع,
now they're lusting after the same flesh.
دنبال همون شهوتشون هستن.
Yeah.
و در اون شهوتشون دارن میشن.
Doing things that will gross out normal people.
کارهایی رو انجام میدن که مردم عادی انجام میدن.
Defiling their bodies.
بدنهاشون رو به کثافت دارن.
Having no restraints.
دیگه کسی جلوشون رو نمیتونه بگیره.
So that is what the Bible says about the Sodomites.
سودومی‌ها کیا هستن.
And what reality shows us.
واقعیت دنیای امروزمون هم رو به ما نشون میده. آمار هم نشون میده. اون فیلم‌ها و
سریال‌های
همه‌شون یه برنامه دیگه.
فکرتون
رو آماده کنه که قبول کنین چیزی که خدا ازشون
خواسته.
قبول کنید اون چیزی که خداوند تعیین
کرده
و نداره.
You might say this is not a really pleasant sermon.
شاید بگین موضوع خیلی سختی بود.
No, it's not. And that's because it's not a pleasant topic. Yeah, but it has to be preached today more than ever. Yeah, because you will not hear this anywhere else. You need to know the truth about the Sodomites. So what's the practical application for us here? Now, simply, these people are dangerous.
مردمی که همجنس بازن خطر
هستند. We need to know this so we can keep our church family safe.
اینو باید بدونیم که همه اعضای کلیسا رو محکم نگه
داریم. Yeah, so we can keep our children safe.
بتونیم بچه‌هامون رو جای امن نگه داریم.
Parents, don't leave your children unsupervised.
پدر مادران عزیز، بچه‌هاتون رو بدون سرپرست جای نذارید.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
آدم‌های خطرناک تو دنیا زیادن.
They're predators.
که
yeah, God did not change his mind. Hebrews 13:8 again. Jesus Christ, same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, same yesterday and today and forever.
عیسی مسیح دیروز و امروز و تا ابد همان است.
آمین.
آمین. آمین.